The White House defends drone strikes overseas as legal, ethical and wise. Washington insists the strikes comply with U.S. law and the Constitution, even if they target American citizens. The White House spokesman says President Barack Obama believes it is entirely appropriate to target suspected militants anywhere in the world, regardless of their nation of origin. This follows the leak of a government memo outlining the legal justification behind lethal drone strikes against American citizens. The U.S. says the mentioned U.S. nationals are senior al-Qaeda operatives. Let's go to Washington and talk to Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. McGovern, just how effective do you see the drone strategy as Washington claims?
Well, the strategy itself is deeply flawed. For every person killed by a drone, he or she has an extended family of 100 that will be unalterably hateful of the United States and do everything it can to exact revenge. Well, from a moral or a legal point of view, the drone assassinations are indefensible. It reverses 800 years of jurisprudence. The right of a person not to be killed without due process. You know, that goes back to the Magna Carta. That's 800 years ago. 2 years from now, we'll be celebrating its 800th anniversary. And the question is, will it be an inquest? Will it be a funeral? Or will it be a celebration that we've been able to keep these rights that were wrested by these very courageous English barons from a king who is acting, I'm sad to say, very much like President Obama is acting today? A judge, jury, executioner, ability to keep people in prison forever. That's not the American way. It's really quite a shock to me. And to see it all spelled out in this flimsy legal language is almost more than a person can take.
Indeed, and regardless of what the White House calls them, legal, ethical and wise, is this a strategy to reduce boots on the ground but still keep the momentum of the aggression?
Well, you know, it's viewed very simplistically as a big sell, because if congressmen don't have to write letters to their constituents who have been killed in battle, if instead they can let their constituents sit on consoles as if on a computer game and kill people from 9,000 miles away, well, that's viewed as a good thing. It's not a good thing. That's not America. People should not be killed without due process, and most of these people turn out not to be militants or terrorists. They turn out to be suspected militants who had lunch with a suspected terrorist in Kabul. It's really, really defies credulity that a president who styles himself as a lawyer who knows something about the Constitution and actually taught courses in this, how he could be so dense or so full of hubris as to forget that the Fifth Amendment of our Constitution says no person, it doesn't say, oh, no American, it says no person, okay? No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process, okay? Now, what does due process mean? That means the involvement of the third organ of our government, the judiciary. You can't have extra judicial due process. It doesn't work that way. And so for the White House to say, that's no problem, we do due process right here in the White House, that's extraordinary. And my question is, where is the legal profession in this country? It's a shameful lack of standing up. It's very similar to the legal profession in Nazi Germany, where all those fancy judges and lawyers just tucked tail and didn't say anything because they were afraid. Give me a break. This is a very serious situation in our country. The legal profession needs to stand up, as do church leaders. You know, it used to be, thou shalt not kill. Well, hello? What happened to that? So at least you should not kill without due process. Due process cannot be fulfilled as Dick Cheney would like it to be, as everything be fulfilled in the White House. The so-called unitary executive, how can a president arrogate to himself all the powers, not only of the judiciary in this case, judge, jury, and executioner, but also the powers of people in Congress who have the exclusive right under our Constitution to declare or otherwise authorize war.
Indeed.
And so this is quite a remarkable development.
All right. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Many thanks to Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst from Washington. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.